At FedEx, we're making reusable packaging our priority because Earth is our priority. Our goal is to be carbon neutral by 2040. We call it Priority Earth. FedEx, where now meets next.
They are being murdered. We're not the only ones that can bleed.
Every day I'm struggling, 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 every day I'm struggling. Every day I'm struggling, these cats just had enough of them. I'm in the crib benching to avenge my people's lynchings, addiction to nonfiction, it's a verbal crucifixion, yeah. I've been forsaken by the ones who did the raping, chains of mental slavery got the power to break them. Look, I'm about to snap like a whip to your back, present the facts like a gift to the track. Killed Emmett Till cause his skin was black, Malcolm was killed cause his skin was black. You could be next, you'll get hung by the neck. To show a little self-respect and they'll consider you a threat. But most of y'all will sell your soul for $1 million check. So if you die tomorrow, the money solve all your problems. Kill the stop the human soldiers raping children in the Congo. Nope, give me a black ski mask and some rope. Or a rifle with a scope for one shot at the Pope. Cause you faggots in cathedrals cause pain to our people by saying all Europeans killed and slave on all believers, set fire to the black man, even cut off his penis. Black woman, this man's a demon, we can't let him come between us. That's murder and protect first documented genius. Praise be to Haru, the world's first Jesus. Truth could really hurt you if you do refuse to speak it, but it could be a blessing for the ones who truly seek it. Keep it, this ain't a secret. The enemy's at the precinct with a badge number, keep getting harassed and just blast on them. It sound crazy, but we at war. That started when the African was brought to these shores, when he hung us from a rope, put blades to our throat, when they shipped us on them boats like they transporting dope. Trapped in the middle patches for savages by the savage, raped and mutilated, handcuffed and even branded, rolled across the Atlantic. What happened after was tragic. All of Africa's eye was the backbone of the planet. True. Now it's time to take it back, but we gotta face the fact that every brother ain't a brother just because he's facing black attack. Mac the name he told
me. Yes, sir, indeed. Yes, sir, indeed. How y'all doing out there, family? How y'all doing out there, brothers and sisters? How are y'all doing out there? Welcome in one more time right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house, up in this house indeed. I am your brother. I am Ariyah Yahavadah Yisrael, also known to you as Brother Sunray 9, up in this house for Culture Freedom Radio Network, coming in this house on this July 4th morning, y'all. Sunday, July the 4th, it is. Oh, man. Yes, sir. Just want to come in here and chop it up with y'all momentarily, man. Just want to come up and chop it up with y'all momentarily, man, and talk about some stuff on from last episode that we did. Just want to go into and reiterate something from that last episode, right? Check it out. But this topic of the conversation is today, stop teaching destructive doctrine to the black community. Stop teaching destructive doctrine to the black community. Oh, yes, sir. What we call the black community. Some call themselves African-American. Some say more. Some say this. Some say that. Whatever it is that you like to be labeled or you go by nationality. You know what I'm saying? Put that in there. Put that in there. Just change out the word black, whatever, because some people don't like the word black. Just change it out and put that in, you know, place whatever it is with whatever your nationality or whatever title or label that you go by. All right. All right. Let's get it though. Now, I want to jump back into something. Right. And I'm doing this right here today. So some brothers from TalkShoe.com, And this is just, like I said, the official page that I'll be hosting from, because that talk blog talk, man, like I said, this is the, I'm just uploading this one. I'm going to upload this one. I'm hosting from TalkShoe, right? Let me get it right. I'm hosting from TalkShoe and I'm going to upload this to blog talk. So y'all will be catching this one. So y'all didn't know that y'all didn't catch it live. It's pre-recorded right here from Blog Talk. I mean, from Talk Shoe, because it's been, the audio has been terrible right there on Talk Shoe. So yes, I'm leaving the talk. I mean, damn, y'all, the audio has been terrible from the Blog Talk. So yeah, I will not be doing any live shows anymore from Blog Talk. Not doing it. Yeah, because the audio quality is terrible. I've been chopping up so bad over there. So any shows that I probably be doing, like I said, I probably be doing, it will be coming from Talk Shoe. So you can catch us any shows you want to catch from the website. You have to go to talkshoe.com. Other than that, you still can check it out. Those of you catching in the archive, you still can catch it the same way you've been catching it in the archives. Apple podcasting site, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, what's that, Spotify. You still can catch it all from those distributing sites, you know, in the archives. But like I said, want to see the videos, and I do the videos, which I'm not on camera today right now. But you can see when I have presentations, come over to talkshoe.com and look for Culture Freedom Radio, or just Google Culture Freedom Radio, and you see in the Google, however you Bing, however you search in the search engine, when you see Culture Freedom on Talk Shoe, just click that and just come on over here, and that's how you can find it. But anyway, I want to get into something to talk about the stop teaching destructive doctrine in the Black community. Now, you know, on the last show, we were talking about it. We were talking about a lot of stuff, the feminism in the Black community and the stuff that was going on. And I got into this thing, the whole doctrine about, again, the Black woman is God doctrine and stuff, right? And even with my brother Justice over there, after all that was played the brother Dr. Phil Valentine, and he was talking about how the feminist stuff that was being brought out, it was created by the Rockefellers. I think he said the Rockefellers. And then it was brought out to be, you know, put this stuff out there. And we know our sisters caught on and clinged on to this feminist doctrine. And remember, I kept asking y'all, where is this stuff coming from? This whole doctrine, even with the doctrine of the Black woman is God. Now, my sisters who have an understanding, y'all understand where I'm going with this. Y'all truly, some of y'all understand where I'm going from. Y'all know I'm not a knocky, because see, some of y'all who really think and have a clear understanding, y'all see where I'm coming from. But some people, you probably don't, because your mind is, you've been taught somewhat how to try to look deep into stuff, so you don't know how to get basic understandings, because you're trying to look so deep and trying to be so intellectual that you can't catch it. You can't catch it. But some of y'all understand what I'm really talking about. This is the agenda that's been passed. That's the bold basis of what I'm saying. This agenda that's being implemented and put out there that our people are falling prey to, right? It's nothing to down our sisters and keep them in a subservient position to men. Hell no, because y'all understand what I said, that we rule together. We rule things together, side by side, right? Side by side. That's what it's about. I didn't say women were going to be, you know, serving to us, and they, you know, like, you know, none of that stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. So even by the saying that whole doctrine about the Black woman is God, is something deep and most sinister to that doctrine. Is something sinister, because, okay, what is the benefit of teaching her? What is the benefit? What is the benefit of teaching, saying that the Black woman is God? What's the benefit from it, right? What is the benefit? Because, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the Message of the Black Man, I told y'all, there's a chapter that he have in there. He talk about how we got to respect, protect, and elevate the Black woman. Black man, he's talking to you. He's saying we have to protect, respect, and elevate the Black woman. Elevate her. Yes, elevate her, and let her know she's not a B. She's not an H. She's not a thought. Like, you got Megan Thee Stallion, right? Since the Black woman is God. Okay, here's a God, right? Or goddess, or whatever they want to call themselves, goddess or whatever, right? Here's a goddess now. She's a Black woman now, because I guess she's a god. She's got videos out there. I've seen something, but she got a new, I don't know if it's a new video, whatever it is, y'all. It's, oh, Lord have mercy. As the church say, Lord have mercy. This is Sunday, y'all. But anyway, she says that a song called Thought S-H-I-T. Thought, y'all know that H over there. S-H-I-T. I ain't gonna even try to frame from a lot of this profanity. That's what she said. It's a song. That thought, you know, thought, S-H-I-T. And the video is like, Lord have mercy. Oh, man. But y'all say the black woman is God. Y'all see how much did that doctrine have truly elevated women? Since that doctrine came out, how much have it have elevated the black woman? How much have it elevated and helped the relationship with the family structure in the black community since that doctrine been being put out and pushed out there? How well have black family relations have grown? How did it strengthen the black family relationship since that doctrine have been put out? I see more now of women that doing like Beyonce, independent woman, went independent. They're going more with that song and all of this stuff. I'm Superwoman, Karen White. They seem to acting pushing now. This more of, like I said, I played the video with the brothers down, the believers of the way, the Israelite brothers was on the corner. And then you had these feminists out there talking about, had the shirt on, jumping in front of the brothers as they trying to elevate and edify the community, right? And they was talking to a black elder, a sister. They was talking to an elder, right? A black woman. When that other young sister want to jump her ass in front of, and I said I was going to frame, well, ass ain't a bad word, y'all. And jump in front of those brothers while they edifying the community and trying to uplift the community, trying to free the minds of the other people, right? And they jump in front of them and start talking about God is a black woman. God is a black woman. Y'all heard the video yesterday. Friday. God is a black woman and we don't need you, and we don't need you no more, and we can produce, basically, you know, that prothogenesis, and we don't need you. We can create babies without you. See, that's what the black woman is God doctrine was. Now, yeah, because she did have on the shirt, the black woman is God. So y'all think I'm making something up? She had a shirt say the black woman is God. See, when you told her she was God, she didn't need you no more, black man, because number one is what we say. And so-called religious theology or whatnot, what does it say? It says God is independent, self-sustaining. He don't need help from anyone. Except Christianity teach you something different. He need help from Jesus. But that's beyond the point. Says God is self-sufficient, self-sustaining. He's omnipotent. He's beneficent. He don't need anybody. He stands alone. Well, he... Yeah, we always use the word heat. I'm going to get back to that on some heat things too, right? But so when you tell this woman that she, when we knew that in family structure, if we looked at the structure, it was dealing with a man and a woman. It's just like going now with Black Lives Matter said they want to get rid of this thing they against what they call the nuclear family. What we know is the nuclear family, a man and a woman and children. So they against the nuclear family, and we see this is happening when you telling her is that sister was the black woman is God doctrine, and what they were screaming that we don't need you. So we against this nuclear family, westernized, as they see it, western, because of what Black Lives Matter said, westernized nuclear family structure. We're against that. So what those sisters were doing, they were actually promoting that thing of the structure of the of the nuclear family. We don't need you, man, anymore. We can do this all by our lonesome. So when you have brothers who want to even espouse this doctrine, you're helping the black one. You are helping those sisters, right? Instead of elevating them and hold on, sister, you got to be careful with that doctrine. You got to be careful with that. Instead of doing that, elevating them and helping to protect them, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, protect their mind from this false doctrine and this poison that they're getting themselves into. Because you got to understand, too, coming from out of slavery, that we all are trying to find our identity. We all trying to find our self-worth as so-called the black man and woman. So she is, too, right? She's been damaged, too. She's been damaged and she's trying to find her worth. Can't blame her. But we have to be careful about certain things and trying to find our worth and trying to find our values and trying to find our identity, what we cling on to as a people at the same time. We have to be very careful, sisters and brothers, right? Because we can gravitate to something that sound good, it looked good on the outside, but it can be something that's very detrimental to us mentally and physically. Right. And that's a lot of things that we have gravitated on to in our struggle trying to find ourselves that have truly hurt us along the way. Right. It sounded good, but it really wasn't good for us. Some things have actually, instead of bringing us together, it have actually separated us even more. It have separated us. So even with this whole doctrine again, man, talking about the black woman's God, I'm going to tell y'all something. I didn't get a chance to get in this on another episode and stuff. I'm going to tell y'all something. I've seen one organization with this black woman is God. And that's the first thing I was starting hearing it from. Well, you know, said it and was pushing it, kind of talking. But this black woman is God. And this was an organization y'all know I was with. No, I'm going to lay it out. I don't give a rat's tail. I'm going to lay it out. It's culture freedom. Got to tell it, man. Can't sugarcoat it. Can't like Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, peace be upon his soul, said we can't be pussing or footing around. We can't tiptoe through the tulips with this, man. We got to be flat foot, barefooted with it. As Brother Eric would say, we got to get butt naked with it, Brother Sunray. We got to get butt naked with it. So we got to bear it all. We got to tell it like it is, man. If it may step on somebody's toes, I'm sorry. Get you some steel toes. If it hits somebody upside the head, I'm sorry. Get you a hard hat. But we got to tell it like it is, huh? I told y'all the truth ain't pretty. It don't come nicely wrapped up. It ain't pretty at all times. Come on, let's get this unwrapped. I was with an organization that I told y'all before, the Nawabians, aka Sabians now, right? What's left of it. The Nawabians was pushing a doctrine. They had a thing that they was trying to say that we had these books cards coming out called The Actual Facts. Well, I'm skipping something. Let me go back. When Arthur Dr. York actually got incarcerated, right? Time went on for a while. Seemed to be no leadership, nobody in so-called leadership role or nothing about it heading anything. It was just, you know, we were still getting together, doing things. And next thing you know, there was information started coming out that Doc were putting the women in charge. Ain't nothing wrong with women being in charge or something. Ain't got nothing against that, you know. In leadership role. Got nothing against that. But they will start saying now the women were taking over the nation. Now they were going to be the head of the nation and stuff like that. And then they start coming out with all this doctrine called the sacred feminine and all of this stuff. You know, stuff like that. Sacred phenom, what you call a feline and whatever it's called, y'all. Sacred feminine and all this stuff they was coming out with. Right. Because the women was the new, they was taking over the nation. They were going to lead the nation, right? So, okay. So we had a sister. I remember the sister's name. I just remember her, the name of Nifu. She was supposed to have been the tribal queen or whatever, the mother of the nation and whatnot. And Doc's sister, I think, took over later. But anyway, so I come up with the sacred feminine and all of this stuff they was doing. And next thing you know, I saw they had these books they would start to come out with. Called The Actual Facts, right? And they started saying a lot of the books that Dr. York had actually written, at first, they were outdated information. Y'all heard me say this on Culture Freedom long time ago. The books were outdated, right? They were no longer, I don't know how, as Doc said, these were facts without a doubt, 76 trillion years of information. I don't know how in the hell, y'all, facts can be mildew. I didn't know if information had an expiration date on it. I didn't know, but they said the dead information was outdated. We're no longer dealing with all of that information anymore. So, and y'all know the whole thing. That was anyway. So that's what we was coming out with these things called The Actual Facts, and they came out with one called Is God Male or Female? And that's when they was coming out talking about the black woman is God, and she was first, and started talking about the mitochondria DNA, talking about the X and the Y chromosomes and all of this stuff they was talking about, right? And at the same time, I remember kind of like in that era, around that same time, that's when Natural Tahuti started going on his little tour teaching that the black woman is God. And he was talking about how a woman can have a baby without a man and all of this stuff and this, that, and another. I even think one thing he said, y'all, that was crazy, that a man can breastfeed. I know some of y'all just fell out y'all damn seat. I'm sorry. Get up. I'm sorry. My bad. Don't sue me. I know. He was saying how a man can breastfeed. Don't blame me, y'all. I'm just saying what they said, what he was saying. Yeah. But anyway, going back. So the woman can have a baby by herself. I forgot the thing, the title, what they was calling it now, y'all. And a man can breastfeed. See how crazy some of this stuff get, y'all. I'm telling y'all, man, in the name of consciousness, boy, if some folks can come up with some information, boy, they can come up with some stuff. No proof now. Just come out with some stuff. Yeah, he said a man can breastfeed. But anyway, so the Nawabians had that doctrine that was coming out, right? First, the women started taking over the nation. Well, they ain't got no problem with that. Then they started coming up with the sacred phenine or sacred feminine and all of this stuff. The black woman is God, male and female doctrine. And then what happened after that, Brother Sunray? They was talking about, right? Now they was going to march and fly the Nawabian flags and all of this alongside LGBT and the LGBT pride parade. Yes, so I've seen so many people gave them so much flack, and that moment I was like, oh hell no, they gone. Oh hell no. For some reason I already started having suspicion. For some reason my spirit was like, this, and I was still a part of it, but this organization, I told one of my brothers here in Memphis with me, man, this organization has been infiltrated. It's no longer the Nawabians no more. This is. And this is no longer Nawabian. Somebody is giving them this information, this doctrine. Because when they start talking about the books were outdated and this, that, and another, like somebody, this doctrine is being pushed from somewhere. This doctrine is being pushed from somewhere else. So the reason I bring this up and going with and even mention about them being in the LGBT pride parade, Nawabian, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all again, this doctrine that y'all have, the black woman is God and all of this sacred feminine, it all ties in some kind of way, y'all. I can't put the pieces of the puzzle together, but like Dr. Phil Valentine was saying that this stuff was created by the CIA, right? That's what he said. I don't have no proof on this, but that brother said, but it's something in my spirit was saying something like Keith Sweat, something just wasn't right, man. And I ask you, where is this stuff coming from? Because we like never before, right? Well, we hearing this. Never before we ever had what we heard women saying that and complaining that, or even mentioning that we are the gods. Man ain't no god. We are the gods. So even going by grandmama and them and all of that stuff way back when they even read the Bible and made a mention where it says he, mentioning when it come down to the creator, whatnot. I never heard it being questioned. I heard even the women say God or he. They still today, right? Still today, some that says it. But when it comes down to this conscious community, this intellectual community, that's when, and it's all this knowledge of self, that's when all of this stuff, the chaos and all of this ensue and comes about, this mass confusion. Or just have Babylon, Babel. This, all of this confusion, sure enough, is coming about, right? So I saw that with the Nawabians, and I said, and it seemed the change. It started off with the women, talking about running stuff, then into the sacred feminine, and then had moved all the way out and linked up and moved. I don't know, it probably already was coming from the LGBT community or whatever anyway. That's what I'm telling y'all, man. When y'all putting this stuff out, there's a link between the feminists and the LGBT thing. And it's all y'all in a way to destroy what we know as a family union. Get my words right. And that whole thing, as they say, the nuclear family, the feminist movement and the LGBT, are they doing. And black men, you are number one on their destruction plan. You. And when you want to propagate that doctrine, you're helping to destroy yourself as a man and what's known as a family structure. So that's why Culture Freedom Radio Network would not be espousing that doctrine. And I will not let nobody else espouse that here. No, because one thing, Culture Freedom, I give y'all a mission. Culture Freedom Radio Network is about uplifting the community, uplifting us as a people, giving us information to help us better, behave better, Noble Drew Ali said, to help uplift humanity, right? To make us better as a people, to make us better as men, so we can better provide for our family, be better men for our family, sisters, you be better as a woman in society, be better as a wife to your husband, to your children. That's what our goal is, to give us the information to enlighten us to be better as a person and as a people. Not to give us information that's going to make us go separate, unless you're talking about dealing with people. Now, I talk about certain things that happen that separate us from people who want to be disagreeable beings and people who want to do disagreeable things. That we want to separate from. Now, that's why I might teach separation, separate from unrighteousness, separate from things that's immoral, right? Separate from that. So I do teach separation. But it's when it's come down to being immoral and being unrighteous, separate yourself from that. People want to be negative, separate from that. So, yeah, there's a time and a place for everything, as the Bible say, right? But that was something my brother Justice, he was want to say, he going into Genesis and he wants to compare damn bugs with humans. Man, that's a separate thing. And let me say this right fast before I say go into the Bible, right? That whole chicken and egg concept, right? oh my. Well, praise it to the Most High, man. I said praise to the Most High. We said in the Hebrew, hallelujah. Praise Most High, praise the Yah. I thank Yah for giving me the intelligence and the insight and everything. I will say the Spirit even give me at the moment, so I'll be thinking about certain things. And they don't come from inside of me, y'all. I don't believe in that concept either. Everything is in me. I don't believe in that concept either. So I'm just be straight out, y'all. I don't believe in that shit, because if it was me, I'd be doing a hell of a lot of things wrong. If it was coming from me, when I want to do wrong, So if I wanted to do what I want to do, oh man, some people would be in some damn trouble. I'd probably still be out here in the world doing a hell of a lot of wrong. But anyway, this chicken and the egg concept, which came first, the chicken and the egg? I'm going to tell y'all, that is a stupid ass analysis. Excuse me, elders. I'm sorry. And elders, y'all have to forgive me sometime when I use some profanity. But I just get passionate about stuff. It's just a passion, y'all. And when I get into that, I just, those maybe like the Unlogic Mama said, baby words. I probably use some baby words. But I just be passionate. So forgive me when I use some profanity sometime. It's just that I'm passionate about I don't like stupidity. I'm just sorry. So I might use those words and out of dealing with stupidity and stuff when I know people be knowing better, but they just espousing some stuff that they damn know better and trying to play. It just sometimes it do infuriate me. So that'd be some of the words I use. So I'm sorry, elders. So I apologize to my elders and the youth that probably listen to it and hear me using those words. So but anyway, that is a stupid thing. Which come first, the chicken or the egg? Now here we go. I'm gonna give y'all my analysis of this here, right? Why I say stupid, right? You might find something, you know, you might find it sound cool, might sound intelligent to you, but check this out. if we deal with what we call an intelligent designer, say intelligent designer, it's just like anything. You could take some simple, right? Which came first, the car or the driver? Okay, which came first, a car or the driver? I could do something stupid like that. Which came first, the car or the driver? Which came first? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Listen, I would say the chicken, right? If you ask that stupid question, I play along with the game. Say the chicken. And once you create the chicken, which is the base model, you create, or it was created in the chicken to reproduce in the same likeness of that chicken. It was created in the chicken, a reproduction system. Y'all get it? A reproduction system. So you had a base model. Just like I said, you created a car. When they created the first car, they created a base model. And from that first car that was created and made other models or replicas was made from that first base model, almost like a reproduction. Yeah, the reproduction, that's the word I'm looking for. Another reproduction. They just start reproducing those cars after that. So the first car that they made, whatever their first car was called, right? They made other reproducted models after that. So the chicken that was created first had the ability, was created with the ability to reproduce after its likeness and after its image. Now, if the egg was created first, what nurtured that egg to be able to and nurtured that egg and protected that egg to make sure it hatched? Because you even look at a hen, right? Is it a hen? I guess, y'all. Hell, I ain't been to no farm. I forgot old McDonald's, the nursery rhyme. When that, that's a chicken. I don't know, y'all. Hell, I forgot, y'all. The chicken. When the chicken lays an egg, right? What does that chicken do? The chicken just lay the egg and just walk off and leave it? No. That chicken has to sit there and nurse, hear what I said, nurse those eggs, sit on it, and sit on it until it's time to come forth and birth, right? So if the egg was there first, what nurtured it to protect it? Crocodiles. Even when crocodiles have lay eggs, what do the crocodiles do? It stay there in the nest and nurtures those eggs until a certain time. And they may bury it and cover it up or whatnot and may walk off and come back. But when you look at these things, when the eggs and these animals that lay eggs, birds, what do? They nurture the egg. So if the egg was first, what sit there and nurtured that egg? Come on, y'all. Y'all ain't ready for that. Come on. Y'all ain't ready. It's so simple. So that chicken and egg theory, come on. So the humans, same thing. What came first? If a man and woman came out, what came out first, the baby or the human or the adult? Y'all want to play the game? Which one was first, the baby or the adult, right? Okay. Because even when we talked about, again, Khnum, I mentioned Khnum, right? Khnum, who created man on the potter's wheel. It says he created man on the potter's wheel, not a baby, not an embryo, not the ovaries, not none of that stuff. He created a man. Now, this is according to the story where they show him shaping from clay, right? He show it, Khnum. He created a man, right? It says man. And even in that story, it says man. And I'm going to read some on that Khnum in a minute, but I want to go back to something right there. Just was trying to bring up Genesis. And I tell y'all, man, some of y'all put the Bible down, man. Put that Bible down. Put it down. Until you get a understanding or you get somewhere and open your mind to try to get an understanding. And some of y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, some of y'all accuse Bible believers, right? Of people believing it, of being taking it literal. Some of y'all who don't deal with the Bible, but when y'all want to bring up a subject, y'all bring up, y'all take it down more literal than anybody, than the so-called Bible believers, right? So the Bible believers can go in and break it down and understand it's not talking about something literal.
It's not talking about like Adam and Eve. It's not talking about just no damn two men and women who created and so and so. Right? This is something just been a tradition that was told throughout probably some generations. And there's many different traditions that talks about creation stories that has various creation stories, right? On different levels. But then when y'all want to talk about something, man, well, I don't believe or want to disregard something, the Bible is y'all go to disregard something. Right? But you'll never go to under another other tradition. But somebody mentioned, like I mentioned Kemet about some creation story. Oh, no, that ain't what it says. Now you get all hyped up now. So wait a minute, brother, that's a tradition. God damn, now hold up now. But no, that's only myth. Well, is it not written? But what I'm trying to tell you, there's certain things in the Bible are written and just trying to give you a base understanding of something. And you got to get ready and you have to get, sometimes you get with a moré, we call moré or a teacher or whatnot. And they break in certain things. You have to get a deeper understanding, right? That's why you have certain things. You have classes and things of this nature. You have to get understanding. There's certain things we're reading yourself in English for one, right? You got a Hebrew text and you're reading it in English, and certain things how is explained and broken down in Hebrew is not how King James and them have translated this stuff over. And you read it and you get a totally wrong understanding or overstanding of it. But going here, I want to say something, right? Go back to this Genesis thing where he was talking about woman wasn't created from no rib and all of this stuff. And see that you don't understand what the story is about. We know. Oh man, but let's go back. Let's go to Genesis. No, there's Genesis about a sheaf, right? Chapter 2, verse 21. And I'm reading here from what I have called my Kamash. It's a Kamash. It's like, you know, just dealing with, that's the Hebrew Kamash, just mean the first five books, which I'll know as the Torah. So there's the Kamash, is the first five books. And so that's what I'm reading from here. So this is from the Stone Edition, not the King James, Stone Edition. So it's going to read a little bit slight different from your King James version. So anyway, here we go. Chapter 2, verse 21 from the book of Bereshit, Genesis. It says, So Yah the Elohim, as y'all may have God, cast a deep sleep upon the man, and he slept. And he took one of his sides. See, you don't have rib in this one. See what I'm saying? It's going to be different King James, right? So he took one of his sides and he filled in the flesh in his place. And then Yah, the Elohim, fashioned that side that he had taken from the man into a woman. He took, like says, took fashioned from the side, meaning some of the flesh or this and that. Some say rib. And he shaped it into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, this time it is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and then shall be called woman, from man she was taken. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Now check this out. That's the principle of the story that I write here. Now I read that to give you the principle of the story. It's like the narrative. So when y'all read in school, there's okay, so what's the moral of the story? So when you read right here, chapter 2, verse 1 through 21 through 24, what was the moral of the story? One thing, what's the moral of the story? Now, one thing about what it says, man should not be alone. He said that man should not be alone. Now, I don't get into this some on here. Man should not be alone. So he created him what? A helpmeet or a helpmate, right? So he created, if it says man should not be alone, he created his woman to be with him. See, this is one thing y'all might talk about. Y'all argue the whole damn point about if it's true that a woman was taken from the rib of the woman. You missed the moral of the story is that man, and this is why we talk about family again. This is the whole principle right here when you're dealing with this, dealing with about family, right? Family. That's why verse 4:24 says that. No, let me go back. Where we at? Yeah. Verse 24 says, Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. That's why I said again, even teaching about that black woman is God, right? How is it really elevating the family? How is it really helping to structure the family? And that's why I say it's really making and have made the woman, like I said, them sisters were saying, we don't need you. But even with this, even the Bible, I'm not just telling the woman, well, you came from a man. It was said, listen, we have to clean. When we come together as a unit, as we marry, like I said, we make a contract, the Most High, we become one. We one now. Like I said, that's like I said, talking about when I got married, well, even before I got married to my wife, we did things as a unit. And that's what you're doing. You're coming as a unit. So this whole thing, we even saying that, that man should not be alone. So he seek to find him. That's why the Bible says that when a man finds a wife, he find himself a good thing. Oh, man. Oh, got to preach this on Sunday today, y'all. What it says again? When a man finds a woman, a wife, he finds himself a good thing. When he find a wife, he finds a good thing because now he found something. He found his man. That's why y'all just say in the conscious community, it used to be a thing. They say, I'm finding my soul mate. I find my soul mate. Some now, I don't know hell what y'all doing now. Some of y'all soul mate might be a dude, not a woman, right? Right. But anyway, he finds a good thing when he finds a woman, especially if a woman who's he find maybe in her right state of mind, not trying to tell her she's a god and trying to put her over and saying that she can't be with a man. She got to be independent, like Beyonce them trying to talk about the independent, but they got a damn, she got a husband. How in the hell are you independent, but you got a husband? Y'all ain't working together. Y'all not a family union, huh? So you come, it said that you should leave your mother and your father and come together as one flesh, even though it was like y'all are separated, right? Y'all were separated. Y'all didn't know each other at first, right? Y'all were separated. You were created separate. She was created like my wife. She was created in her from her mother and her father, not from my flesh. And then her mother and, you know, I mean, then she, I was created from my mother and my father. We were separate flesh. Now we have came together in the union of marriage. And now we are one. We are one. Even though she didn't come from the bone of my bone, but still again, you know, the flesh of my flesh like that. But now we are really like we're saying we are one flesh. We are one body. We are working together. It's just like y'all say, what's that? Organization. When y'all come together in the organization, y'all become what? One body, one structure, one structure. When you come together and organize, y'all are a body of people, right? You may have flesh in the Bible, but y'all are one body of people coming together as a collective for one, a goal, right? For a goal and a mission. Same thing here. Same thing. See, when you go in, I tell y'all, man, put the Bible down if you're not going to try to get a true understanding and try to learn the true understanding of the meaning. Like I said, there's principles in one of these stories. Y'all also worried about if this person existed or not, did he really exist? It's the moral. Listen, they even taught you in school. Get the moral of a story. See, that's what one thing about this whole point about, and this what I dislike now. About so-called this information age. Everything, see, some things we got now that we don't know how to get the basics of it. Everything got to be sounding so deep and got to be so heavy now that you missed the fundamental meaning of it. Just the baseline meaning of it. You miss it because you're trying to find something that's so deep into it. Huh? You're trying to find something. It got to be sounding so heavy and deep that you missed it. It was so elementary. It was so 1, 2, 3 that you missed it because you was trying to go and find the deep portion of it. You missed it. That you can't find it. And it's right there in front of your eyes. Elementary. It's just simple. Some things are just so simple. Some things are just so simple. It ain't nothing deep. It ain't nothing deep. Some things you do have to dig a little deep, but some things are so simple. You tearing up the house looking for it, and there it is right there on the coffee table. You don't walk by it all this time because you think somebody don't hit it, or you think you're digging deep trying to find it, and there it is right there on the coffee table. Somebody said, you don't walk by it 3-4 times. There it was right there the whole time. I didn't even see it. I'm looking all up on the couch. I'm looking all behind the dresser. You didn't take your time and look for it. You didn't take your time and look for it. Because you always think everything is hidden. Everything is so deep. It ain't. Some things are so simple. Some things are so elementary. But again, sisters and brothers, like, okay, let me get something else I want to throw out here. Because I said I was going to get to Canoom right fast. And my sisters, this is nothing against to make you feel subservient. Not in the least little bit. Like I told you, sisters, you are valuable. You are a valuable asset to creation. You truly are. Nothing, sisters and brothers. And I'm speaking primarily to my sisters right now. Nothing, especially as a human being. Now, we could talk about animals. Animals too, but we're going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it to humans. No so-called human being come into this planet. No human being come to this planet, as I said on Friday, without coming through the womb, that vortex, that portal of a woman. I don't give a damn what her ethnicity is. I don't care what ethnicity. They all come through the womb of the woman, not through the womb of a man. So no, sister, yeah, you have that over us, and we will allow you to have it, because I don't want to have no baby. No way. That was your special gift. That was something that you have, that you were giving, sister. The ability that was created in you to do, bring forth a special gift. That's every time a sister have a baby. That's a miracle in itself. Y'all look for miracles. That is a miracle in itself. That is a miraculous thing by itself. A woman having a baby. That is a miraculous thing. That is a miracle that happened every day. I don't know how many times a day when a woman bring forth a child, something out of her body. Something out of her body. We just see her walking around now, until before she get pregnant. And next thing you know, her and her, you know, man or whatever, they go through their, you know, the process. And a couple of months, she said, "I'm pregnant." Like you, and you think about you seen her, you've been seeing her all this time. Next thing you know, you realize she got a human inside of her. She have a human inside of her. Y'all think about that process, man. Just think about it. She have a human inside of her. And she birthed this human being. Like we look at each other now as in our adult state and whatnot. But you think about the beauty of having birth. So sister, you are great. Nobody's taking nothing from you. We can't take that nothing from you. But we don't want to add on something to you that's going to hurt you. Or somebody want to make you feel a certain way and you're destroying something valuable. You're destroying a family union. You're destroying this one flesh. Two bodies becoming one flesh. Right? So, and you got to understand, this thing is a real destructive agenda, real destructive, especially for us as Black people here in America. I'm not trying to espouse that, and I'm not going to let anybody else espouse that, not here, this podcast. You can go somewhere else and y'all can espouse that bullshiggity, but not here. Not here. So even in the concept, right, even in the concept, like I said before, I asked y'all this before, right? And I always had to make sure I clarify, it's not to knock our sisters at the least bit. They are powerful. They are great. They are great. We all have our, what it say? We all have our special gifts. We all have our positions to play in life as created beings. We all been given a special gift. The woman has been given a special gift. She has been given a special talent. She have her position. She have to play in creation. And we do as men. We can't go out. We shouldn't be trying to go outside the law of that. Of even when you talk about nature, we can't go outside the laws of nature. Do male dog? Oh, let's go here. Do male dogs have puppies? Hell no. Hell no, they don't have puppies. It's the female. So even in the animal world, again, male, you don't have male elephants having little baby elephants, do you? No, it's female. Donkeys, horses, who have the babies? Women. The female. I don't want to call it animal women, but female. Female. That's the way it been divinely created to be. The creator, what's it called? The divine creator, man, knew, or the intelligent designer knew what it was doing, right? Khonsu, we talk about Khnum, right? We always talk about going back. The black woman was God. She was here first and so and so, so and so. Okay, like I said, we know this is relevant, a new type of doctrine that's been going on. I don't know exactly when it started, the date, y'all. I know some of y'all like dates, but I know this is a recent date. I know. Since I got into the knowledge about 20-some years ago, about 25 years ago, y'all, I wasn't hearing this stuff. I wasn't hearing this stuff till a certain time. And I know I started hearing it when was because I was amongst the Nawabians. When I first got in, and I wasn't hearing that amongst the Nawabians. I started hearing it when Dr. York got locked up. That's when I started hearing that the black woman is God doctrine. Yeah. And so I came into the Nawabian nation around about 2001. About 2001, when I first came in as the Nawabian nation, I wasn't hearing this black woman is God. None of that. I didn't. And to Doc got locked up. I forgot exactly what 2003 was. It 2003, somewhere like that. And then it wasn't even then. It was later on after that. I started hearing it. I started hearing that. So, but anyway, we go back to all of these different ancient, go back to all history. Black, the conscious community love history. They love history. So they say they love history, right? So y'all go back to y'all history of dealing with any kind of spiritual doctrine or any spiritual traditions or whatnot. Show me where it actually says. Now, I know you do have levels of godship, as they would say, godship or deity ships, right? Even in Kemet, and I'm going to go with Kemet, you do have Neters, right? They said Neterus or whatnot, who are women. Several levels. What they call them? Consorts, who are women, right? But we talk about at the creator deities, and the creator deities that's in Kemet, name me a woman, as they say, was the supreme being or the creator in the Kemet cosmology or whatever y'all want to call it, or science. Name me the woman. You can't say Isis or Aset, because she was not. She was just a consort. Who was her husband was who? Asa. She was the consort of him, but she wasn't hired him. She was not a creative being, a deity. You name like Ptah. Ptah. Ptah was a creative deity. You had my brother, they said Capira. Capira was a creator. It was listed as a supreme being. You go in those theologies and find who was said to be a supreme being, right? I'm talking about the supreme being, like we might say in the Hebrew tradition or the Israelite tradition, we say we call them by the name of Yah. Some say Yahweh. I just say Yah, right? Say Yah. The supreme being, the creator, the most high. So even in the Kemetic cosmology, you had a most high. You had Neters, right? That some were males, some were females. But as the most high, it was all so-called men or masculine principles or whatnot. Some of y'all gonna get it. Some of y'all gonna get it. Some of y'all are just gonna, y'all ain't gonna wanna get it. Y'all just wanna argue. So I ain't talking to y'all. I ain't studying y'all. I ain't studying you. This is so folks to say. I ain't studying ya. Don't take your argumentative ass on somewhere else. This ain't for you. Cause you this ain't for you. Cause you wanna push a doctrine a destructive doctrine, push that shit on somewhere else. Excuse me, elders. But Khonsu, let me get you Khonum. I keep saying Khonsu. Khonum. I hear something a little bit out of my one of the books here. Sacred Wisdom of Tahuti, Azahuti. Just give me a little brief thing here. Should have got one of my other books. I had a book over there. I should have. The Complete God, the Encyclopedia of Complete Gods and Goddesses of Egypt, or Kemet, as they say. They had Egypt in there, but anyway. It says Khonum was a Sanu. No, Shalakia, excuse me. Khonum was from Sanu, meaning Aswan, which is Nubia or the Sudan, at Elephistine Island, at the northern part of the cataract of the Nile. It says, Pa-Natir Khonum, the supreme being Khonum. Y'all hear it? The supreme being Khonum was part of a triad, right? Y'all know what triad is? Meaning three. It's like this concept they say in Christianity, the Trinity. But we're going to get into the triad. But it was the triad, part of a triad. But here's what I'm trying to get to, right? Check it out. Just according to this book. It says, he is the Netter, or the supreme being of creation. He created human beings from mud, fashioned into shape of black mud. Huh? This is what this book is saying. Now, listen, you think about it. Go again. Y'all think I'm bull crapping? Like I told you, look up Khonum. Look up Khonum, the god Khonum, or the Netter Khonum. And you will see, you spell Khonum, K-H-N-U-M. Khonum, K-H-N-U-M, Khonum. And when you look up Khonum, and you could probably look at it, you will see probably some images of Khonum. Some you might see, some you won't. But you look up Khonum and you will probably see the image where Khonum is creating man on the potter's wheel, right? On the potter's wheel. I'm not on camera today, so I wish I could have showed it, but I had to turn my camera on. You will see Khonum shaping man on the potter's wheel. That's why he's called the god, and like I said, in Aswan. And y'all have to go to the different. See, that's one of the thing about it. No, he ain't John Ray. No, he ain't. So, see, that's why, again, even that, y'all don't even understand the whole thing about the comedic issue. You have to know what gnome or what, we said, what gnome or what cataract. As that was saying, he was from the cataract of the now Aswan or Sudan, Nubia. There's different cataracts where you have different creative or supreme beings, you know. So you had Ptah. Say he was the creator, Ptah. Let me find this. But I was trying to read this the other day, and I'm not saying this is actually what happened, but this is just one creative story I was trying to say the other day. And my good brother Justice, he wanted y'all to get out right with, no, man, that's just a mythology. But see what I'm saying? But you want to go into Book of the Hebrews, right? But then when I bring out something else, oh, it's just mythology. But damn it, I had just said the same damn thing about the Bible. But then when I said that goes for naught. That's getting muted out. You don't want to hear that, brethren. You don't want to hear that, but you just only hear what you want to hear. But see, when I go into something else, you know, now it's all mythology. But damn, I just said the same damn thing about the Bible. You, when you understand that, when a brother trying to tell you what it is, trying to find this right here. Now, I'm not saying this. I don't know who created this, because, like, you know, we know a lot of this stuff. Some of these stories that the European has translated, because why we know it? Because even going back into with Champollion and all of them, right? Damn, I'm trying to find trying to find this thing, y'all. I'm talking with Champollion and all of them. They were translating a lot of this stuff of the Medunetta, right? So we do understand that. But here's one, right? Mythology, mythite. And this, I have a Bible right here, right? This is a Bible. Y'all can't see. This is an English Bible, but it's from a Norton Critical Edition. Critical. And some of us, we have to learn how to start thinking critical. We have to learn how to start thinking critical. But in this, it has a lot of different creation. Man, this book, this Bible, I like it. It's powerful. it's just not a Bible dealing with the Hebrew. It goes into a lot of creation. Like if you got what they call the Old Testament, has a lot of stuff. It had the creation stories from the Kemetic creation story. It has the it got the Biphite cosmology. It even has the Enuma Elish in it. It has the Hammurabi, Nahammurabi library. It has, brother. I mean, this is outstanding. See, I told y'all. See, Sun Ray 9, brother Arya, I pay for my education. You say you got to go to school and get your good education. So, well, I didn't stay in this regular school, what they call regular school, but I pay for my education. If whatever I'm in, I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to buy what I need to educate myself. So I look at a lot of other stuff. You know, I got my education. I'm getting my education. But here's just one thing it's talking about right here in this, right? And this just says, it says myth and legends. Don't mean it's true. It just says myth and legends. The myth. Now, Egyptian myth of origins, the one and the many, the one and the many, because it has some other stuff over here. Now, we're going to go in here and I'm going to show you. This is just the one here, just dealing with. I got to take my glasses off, y'all. My damn lighting ain't that good in here. It says the Book of Knowing. This coming from so-called the Book of Knowing of Ra and the overthrowing of Apophis. The words to be spoken. Now, this is just talking about, and I'm not going to read the whole thing right here, but this was coming from the so-called the Book of Knowing, right? I think this came from the cosmology. Let me go back up here to this mythology account of the creation is part of a spell directed against Apophis, the demonic serpent, embodiment of chaos, who attacked and is reproached by the sun god Ra. Now I'm trying to see here. It says, you in the anthropomorphic language, it tells of how the creator god Atum, the cosmic all, identified with Ra in the theology of the Heliophilus. And just going into that, right? So this one story that I'm about to say, when I was talking to Justice, talking about how he ejaculated. This is only one traditionalist, one story, right? Now, let's go down here talking about, and I'm going to just jump down. I ain't going to read the whole thing because it's kind of long. But it says, talking about, this was a tomb or Capitara. Let me see. I'm trying to see where exactly I want to start it, right? It says, I plan in my own heart, and there came into being a multitude of forms of being. The form of children, in the form of their children. I was the one who copulated with my fist. I masturbated with my hands. Then I spawned with my own mouth. I spit out what was shoe. I spit out what was shoe. I spawned out what was Tefnut. It was my father Noon who brought them up, and my eyes followed after since the ages when they were distanced from me. So what is shu? S-S-H-U. So he said, I spit out shu. What is shu in the Kemetic cosmology? What is it? It's air. So he said he spit out, it's air, according to the cosmology, it's air. So who was Tefnut? What is Tefnut? Tefnut is moisture. She's the goddess of moisture. So the first god created was Shu, the god of air. And the second one was Tefnut, the god of moisture. So is this what is this about? So you hear he created, no man, see there, come on, so-and-so, Sun Ray, so-and-so, man, come on, bro. You know that. What's the principle is being taught here? So do we get all worked out because we saying that he jacked off, he masturbated, and you get all worked up? See, man, they making up a damn lie. So and so. Again, the moral of the story is what? What is the moral of the story? It's just trying to say how, it's just a story to talk about how things got created, nature, right? How the wind came into existence, how moisture came into existence, how the sun, how this. It don't mean it's actually true. Don't mean it's true. It was just there in the Heliophilus way of telling of the creation story. And like I said, that's one. Like this book said, the one of many. Now, we have over here the Miphite cosmology. The Miphite cosmology. Right. There's another one. Now, this is the famous Egyptian account of creation that goes back to the Old Kingdom, C.A. 2686 through 2181. Right. Now, this goes back. I'm trying to see here. I'm trying to get it. Y'all want to, because I can't read all of this stuff. I want to be in here all day long. It says the text celebrate the unification of the upper and lower Egypt, the two lands, and the emergence of Memphis at the first capital, as the first capital, 3000 BCE, at the time when the Memphite god Ptah, the opener, was elevated to the first principle and given prominence over all the creator gods. Y'all heard that? Such as Atum. You see that? Now, he was giving prominence over he was elevated to the first principle and giving prominence over all the creator gods, such as Atum. And who was Atum? Was Atum a female or a male principle? I'm just going to say principle. Was he a male or female principle, Atum? Because we know it couldn't, because he's over here. He started talking about somebody masturbating or ejaculating. Right? Come on, we ain't gonna get too into that about asking how, you know, you do that. But we understand and we see that a lot of these stories were made of men. That's the principle. They were men. These creator deities that we read about in the Kemetic cosmology were men, not women, not women. So where are y'all even getting this from? Even in historical time, we go way back. If you even go back into Babylon, in their cosmology, in their tradition, they had women. They had Ninti. They had women. They had Ishtar and stuff, right? But all of those created deities were men. Murdoch. They were men. The masculine principle, right? And let me hear up, y'all. I gotta hear him get out of here. But justice, even with justice, we're talking about Mother Nature, right? That's what I'm trying to get you. Come on, it's so simple, y'all. So simple. Even when we say that, well, see where the woman was first. See, that's why we call her Mother Nature. Because why? Again, as I was saying, because we said nature, because everything is birth, because of the birthing. Because of the birthing into creation. That's why he's called mother, because even when you go in the Bible, it says Eve, meaning the mother of all living in the Tanakh. Mother of all living. That's why it was called Eve, Hawa, the mother of all living, because she birthed everything in creation. That's it. That's why we say Mother Nature, because it nature, mother, it birthed things into creation. So when flowers start to bloom and things come into creation, it was birthed from nature. It was birthed from the earth. It came forth like a child. It come forth out of the womb of the earth from nature. That's why men wouldn't call it, wasn't given a feminine principle. Though hell, it wouldn't be birthed. It's so simple, man. It's so damn simple. But again, that's why we want it. Why our communities are being destroyed and being in destructive mode. Because there's certain doctrine have taken you, black man and woman. You've taken yourself out of the game. And you are actually helping to destroy your own self. You're just helping to destroy your own self by things that you're gravitating to and promoting and propagating in your community. And as you know, it's been put out there by your enemy, right? It's been put out there by your enemy. See, your enemy been trying to elevate your black woman above you for a long time. See, he know that we reign supreme together, male and female. That's why even going back to Kemet again, you saw, again, when you had the Netters, when you had the consort, like, remember again, what? They had consorts. They had consorts. You had Asar, and you had his wife, Aset. He had a consort with him. He had a wife. They ruled together. She had a special thing. He had his special thing. But they were ruled together, right? And a lot of them, they had concert. But now the enemy have given us this thing where we want to elevate the woman, destroy the man and elevate the woman. Say she's the God, not God over man. So she's the head of the man. That's the same way they're doing now. They same way they did with the welfare system. Put the woman as the head of the household. And man, you at the back. Or hell, you ain't even involved nowhere. The same thing by giving her the so-called that title, the godship. She was first. Really, who gives a damn about who was really first? We don't care. We don't know. We don't give a damn about who was first. That's why I keep telling y'all, who gives a damn about who was first? Who gives a damn about all that first stuff? Because again, you had your first sellout. You had your first house Negro. You had your first, you know, y'all know what I mean. Even on a negative level, you had your first. So being first ain't always a good thing. Hell, when a scientist or somebody who experimented with something, the first experiment don't always go well. Right? It somewhat be a disaster. But they got to keep trying until they get it right. So first ain't always a good thing. Huh? But you keep trying until you get it right. So don't always run out to be first. So saying the black woman was here first, how was that helping that black woman? How was that truly going to help her? How was that really helping her? Be honest. How was that helping her? Okay, she's God. Okay. What's that all about? Okay, how is it really helping her, though? How is it stopping men who is abusing her? How is it helping her? What special powers, superwoman powers, have it giving her to stop being raped, misogynized through goddamn hip-hop, being like Megan Stallion, hell, misogynizing their own damn selves and degrading their own selves? And how is that helping her when she's God? She's God enough to call herself a damn thought and saying this thought is H-I-T. Wow, that's how God act now? That's God right now? That's God? That's how with a black woman, when she's become God, that's how she act? That's Godship, right? That's Godship, right? Oh, my brothers and my sisters. Hey, I'm getting out of here, man. Hey, I tell y'all, hey, but stop teaching destructive doctrine to the black community, because all of this bullshiggity that we have seen that have came our way hadn't done nothing but hurt the community. It ain't helped the community. It helped divide the community more and more. Sisters, you are great. You are beautiful as you are. Don't let nobody keep pumping your head up with no bull crap. You know who you are. You don't have to be. You don't have to have all that other ignorant shit, because I tell you, sisters, ask them Negroes. And I said it before on the show. I had a show that promoted it. I promoted that black woman as God one before, because what? I was a part of the organization. That's what they was part. That was they was teaching. And I was a part of that teaching. I was reading the books and I was going along with it. But my spirits got hit me like, oh, pump the brakes. Like Nate Dogg, hold up, wait. And something started inside of me, the awakening. Like, hold up, bro. Look at this. Something ain't right. Keep sweat, y'all. Something just ain't right. Constantly looking at it and constantly looking and dissecting it. But ask this, sisters, because I asked this before on a show. If they say that you, the black woman, is God, I think it was a YouTube show that I did. If they want to say that the black woman is God and elevated you to that higher esteem and put you on that pedestal as God, as the head, as the ruler on the throne, one thing about it, a president, a queen, a God has to be protected, right? They say God, he have angels that sit around now in the, you know, just on a religious concept, something. Say God sit around the throne, I mean, he sits on the throne. Now, according to Christianity and certain things, he sits on the throne. He have angelical angels around him, angelical beings around him. And he have a warring angel who's called Michael, a warring angel who's called Michael, right? A Michael, right? A warring angel. And so they'll protect the damn throne if you try to come up in there. Because even in Christianity, in the book of Revelation, it said there was a war in heaven. Angel Michael and his angels went against Satan, the beast, and his angels. It didn't say God, or it didn't say the Most High did it. What did it say? It says Michael and his angels, his army, went against Satan or the beast and his army. The Most High didn't do a damn thing. So here it goes, sister. You God, right? When it asks these brothers, since they want to put you on the pedestal as God, when they're going to start protecting you and make sure you become safe from all the dangers that's out here lurking from the men who are trying to rape you, trying to pimp you out, trying to do all of this stuff to hurt you, right? Where are they to guard you, God? So you God now, sister. You the supreme being. But why are they guarding you? They guarding you, making sure nothing don't happen to you in your guardship. Kamala Harris right now, right? She's the vice president of the United States. She have Secret Service all around her, protecting her, making sure nothing don't happen to her. So, sister, same way, you at a higher elevation that they're trying to put you on right now, ask these damn Negroes that's saying you are the God, when are they going to start protecting you, making sure nothing don't happen to you, since you are the God, you are the president, you are in control. Why the hell they not putting a hedge around you, protecting you? They put you in the head so you can get destroyed, because some of them are too big of a goddamn coward to stand up and lead the goddamn way. They want to put you on the forefront, sister, and let you get your damn head beat in. Let you get your head bashed in by the damn enemy. They just some punctified, sissified ass cowards. That's why they put you out there and want to say that you are the head. So it's like somebody break in the goddamn house. You got your husband in the house with your sister, and now you hear some noise. He wake you up. Hey, baby, I hear something in the house. Go get up and see what's going on. See what that noise is that's in the house. That's what he have done. That's exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what it is. And some of them have tried to put you on that just to play with you emotionally, sister, so they can just get in your draws. They just selling you a story. And look at what happened. They just pump your head up with something, make you feel good about yourself so they can get in your draw. What's up, queen? What's up, goddess? Yeah, just so they can get with you, sister, sexually. But they ain't going to try to protect you, elevate you. Sister's getting beat down in goddamn hair stores. What a man that to protect them. Getting beat down on the street. Nick Rose with goddamn camera phones. I got it on film, sister. I'm videoing it, sister. I got it right. Put that goddamn phone down and help your sister, black fool. That's why they put you at the God ship, because notice you've been getting your ass beat, sisters. Excuse me, y'all. I got to make it plain. The sisters been getting their ass beat and more ever since they made you God. Black woman, think it over. I'm getting up out of here. But like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, y'all ain't got to believe nothing Brother Sunray say. But like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, take it. I leave it alone. Culture of Freedom Radio Network has been in the house, and we ain't espousing no kind of damn doctrine that's going to hurt the community. We're here to uplift the community. So y'all can like it or leave it alone. You can take what I say. You can take what Culture of Freedom Radio put out or leave it alone. You can goddamn and listen, or you can take your ass on somewhere else where they espouse all that bullshit that's being detrimental to the community. Because I tell you what, we ain't doing it on this particular podcast. Sunray 9, Brother Arya is out of here, y'all. Love y'all. Stay safe, and don't let nobody keep putting no destructive doctrine in y'all goddamn heads that's going to destroy you. Become a family again. Get back into having what they call a family structure, man, woman, not no goddamn artificial, not no flip, not no transitioning bullshit, y'all. Come on, let's get back to where we supposed to be yet, y'all. If it was good, like they said, religion, I said, I want that old time religion. We want that old time way, y'all. If it was good enough for our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our forefathers way before us, where they had family structures, they had a family guy, goddamn it, I want that again. If it was good enough for them, oh, it's sure enough good enough for me, because it worked for them, and I know damn well it's going to work for us. Peace, y'all. Sunbury 9 has been in the house. Culture Freedom has been in the house. Shalom. Hotep. Assalamu alaikum. Peace.
You don't own me.
No one can tell you how to travel as you are. Orbitz wants to help you discover where you want to go, who you want to go with, and what you want to do when you get there. Visit orbitz.com/pride to book your next trip. Orbitz. Travel as you are.